scary, squishy, cool, brainless, mesmerizing, jellyfish are all of these and a whole lot more. Anatomically, they're relatively simple animals. They lack not just brains, but also blood and bones, and possess only rudimentary sense organs. Despite their name, jellyfish aren't, of course, fish. In fact, they aren't any one thing. Many of the creatures lumped together as jellyfish are no more closely related than, say, horseflies are to horses. Not only do they occupy disparate branches of the animal family tree, but they also live in different habitats. Some like the ocean surface, others like the depths, and a few prefer fresh water. What unites them is that they've converged on a similarly successful strategy for floating through life. Their bodies are gelatinous. Not surprisingly, given their diverse evolutionary history, jellies exhibit a fantastic range of shapes, sizes, and behaviors. When it comes to reproduction, they're some of the most versatile creatures on the planet. Jellyfish can produce offspring both sexually and asexually. Depending on the species, they may be able to create copies of themselves by dividing in two, or laying down little pods of cells, or spinning off tiny snowflake-shaped clones in a process known as strobilation. Most astonishing of all, some jellies seem able to reproduce from beyond the grave. The so-called immortal jellyfish resembles a tiny hairy thimble and lives in the Mediterranean Sea and also off Japan. Members of the species can reverse the aging process, so that instead of expiring, they reconstitute themselves as juveniles. The juvenile then starts the jellyfish's life cycle all over again. It's as if a frog, say, were to revert to a tadpole or a butterfly to a caterpillar. Scientists call the near-miraculous process transdifferentiation.